Welcome to another edition of In the Pines, a program of homegrown folk music performed and recorded in Upper Michigan and northeastern Wisconsin. I'm Bill Hart. The once vibrant folk scene in Boston, Massachusetts has gone through a revival in recent years, again fostering a wide range of traditional and acoustic music. One of the more interesting groups of old-timey stylists out of the Boston area is a sextet called the Chicken Chokers, who make up in exuberant musicianship what they might lack in authenticity. One thing is certain, the crowd at the 8th Annual Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival loved them. Here's fiddler Chad Crum, guitarist Chip Taylor-Smith, harmonica player Mark Graham, banjo players Jim Reddy and Steve Senders, and bassist Paul Struther, the Chicken Chokers.
Rock about my Sarah Jane. Oh, Foggy Mountain Breakdown, Fox on the Runs, dueling banjos, I'll take a gun. Whoa, Zero G.
Oh, there's nothing to do but sit down and sing and rock about my Sarah Jane. Rock about my Sarah Jane. Rock about my Sarah Jane. Oh, there's nothing to do but sit down and sing and rock about my Sarah Jane.
Children, I believe I take a trip upon the Big MacMillan. Oh, Zero G.
Oh, there's nothing to do but sit down and sing and rock about my Zero G. Rock about my Zero G. Rock about my Zero G. Oh, there's nothing to do but sit down and sing and rock about my Zero G.
Okay. Hi, Dad.
Thank you. corner and out the back door. Main swing it to the left, main swing it to the right. Main to drive downtown, and you dance all night.
Shoot your radio.
Help yourself, don't hurt yourself.
Or shoot your radio.
Help yourself, don't kill yourself. Spend all your money before it's all gone. Don't kill yourself with a telephone.
Shoot your radio.
About a mile and a half from the foot of the hill.
Shoot your radio.
Help yourself, don't hurt yourself.
Shoot your radio.
Help yourself, don't kill yourself. Spend all your money before it's all gone. Don't kill yourself with a telephone.
Shoot your radio.
Standing in the snow, pink angels, firelight from hell below. Upstairs in heaven, well, hold your hand. Well, I'd rather go to hell in a frying pan.
Shoot your radio.
Help yourself, don't hurt yourself.
Shoot your radio.
Help yourself, don't kill yourself. Spend all your money before it's all gone. Don't kill yourself with a telephone.
Shoot your radio.
Chicago line. If this band goes off its track, do you want your money back?
Hey! Shoot your radio.
Help yourself, don't hurt yourself.
Shoot your radio.
Help yourself, don't kill yourself. Spend all your money before it's all gone. Don't kill yourself with a telephone.
Shoot your radio.
Drinking my cigarette, I gotta find a man's room. I think I'm getting seasick. Well, I'm falling on the ceiling, and my stomach's on the floor. I can't find the man's room, I can't find the door.
Well, shoot your radio.
Help yourself, don't hurt yourself.
Shoot your radio.
Hey, help yourself, don't kill yourself. Spend all your money before it's all gone. Don't kill yourself with a telephone.
Shoot your radio.
Song called Jesse James. If he ever went to heaven, he'd go insane.
Ho! Shoot your radio.
Help yourself, don't hit yourself.
Shoot your radio.
Help yourself, don't kill yourself. Spend all your money before it's all gone. Don't kill yourself with a telephone.
Shoot your radio.
Thank you.
That's the new River Train.
Train.
Now I'll set the stage for you. The year is about 40 million BC or somewhere, you know, in between 40 and 150 million BC, maybe 62 million BC, let's say. The dinosaur, the king of the earth, a giant, humongous, fascinating creature walking about, doing all sorts of fascinating things. Suddenly, a million years later, they're all gone, and furry little mammals grow up to be human beings. And what can we say? So, I'll go into the song now. The name of the song is Their Brains Were Small and They Died. When I sit... Wait a minute, give me a D, will you? When I sit in contemplation of the human situation, I often feel a certain sense of pride. For our achievements are many and they're mighty, and the evidence cannot be denied. But my reverie is shaken, 'cause my thoughts are always taken to a tragedy that happened long ago, when there moved through the land of beings awesome and grand, the fabulous dinosaur. They were creatures in a manner quite reptilian, in their unique and stylish way, and their numbers could be reckoned in the millions, but there are zero of these heroes in the world today. They had music, art, and fashion. There was dinosauric passion, and I think they'd be enraged and mortified that when they're mentioned today, it's only to say their brains were small and they died. Perhaps some asteroid that Mother Earth could not avoid became the agent of their premature demise. I understand that these things can happen, so who are we to criticize? When we'll spend most any price to have the ultimate device that ensures a perfect global suicide? Well, I would venture instead that the humanoid head is where the tinier brain resides. And when we're gone, our works, they'll start to crumble, till nothing can be found. In 10 million years, some other guys may stumble on our fossils, and some asshole will begin to expound in some scientific study to his cockroach science buddies how the evidence can never be denied. They were big, dumb, and slow. They couldn't go with the flow. Their brains were small and they died. Thank you. I'm gonna buy me a sack of meal, take a hoe cake to the field. Diamond Joe, you better come and get me, Diamond Joe. Well, Diamond Joe, come and get me. My wife, she done quit me, Diamond Joe. Better come and get me, Diamond Joe. I'm gonna buy me a piece of meat, cook a slice once a week. Diamond Joe, you better come and get me, Diamond Joe. Well, Diamond Joe, come and get me. My wife, she done quit me, Diamond Joe. You better come and get me, Diamond Joe. Buy me cake, keg of brandy, gonna give it all to Sandy. Diamond Joe, you better come and get me, Diamond Joe.
But Diamond Joe, come and get me, my wife, she done quit me. Diamond Joe, you better come and get me, Diamond Joe.
Gonna buy me a keg of rum, gonna give my eye to some. Diamond Joe, you better come and get me, Diamond Joe.
Well, Diamond Joe, come and get me, my wife, she done quit me. Diamond Joe, you better come and get me, Diamond Joe.
Gonna buy me a keg of whiskey, just keep my baby frisky. Diamond Joe, you better come and get me, Diamond Joe.
Well, Diamond Joe, come and get me, my wife, she done quit me. Diamond Joe, you better come and get me, Diamond Joe.
We've been listening to the Chicken Chokers from the July 1986 Hiawatha Folk Festival in Marquette. Our thanks to the Hiawatha Music Cooperative and Craig Sound Systems of Fargo, North Dakota for helping to make this program possible. I'm Bill Hart. See you next time in the Pines.